Have you seen what the boss is suggesting? It's just not fair. And you've probably heard it over the garden fence, something like this. What Simon did with Jack's tree was awful. It's not fair. Well, it's true, isn't it, that deep down within all of us, right from the start of our lives, we have a sense of fairness. And when that is challenged, we feel upset. We get annoyed. Well, in our Bible reading, we heard Jesus tell a parable. That is one of his stories with a meaning. And the parable is in some ways quite a shocking sort of story. And it seems to describe a situation that many people, when they hear it, will say, it's not fair. But actually, what we learn is something very important about God and about his work in the world. Now, in order to learn more of this story, I thought it'd be good to sort of try and kind of act it out. So we need a few volunteers to help me with this, because we're going to look at this parable from Matthew's Gospel with the main character set as if they were in 2014, but keeping the same message as Jesus gave. So Jesus says that the situation with the kingdom of heaven is like a man who went to a job agency first thing one morning. Now, who's going to be our boss man? Anybody like to be our boss? Do you want to be the boss? Well, perhaps use you in a minute. You want to be the boss? No, nobody's not there. Somebody's going to come and be the boss. Going to have to be a man. Have to be. Somebody going to come and be the boss? Peter, you can be the boss. You'll be the boss. Yes. Thank you. Peter's going to be the boss here. Right. Okay. And so he goes out to the job agency and he wants to recruit some workers. Now, the man went to recruit some staff because he wanted them to work in his greenhouses. After interviews, he appointed some people. So we've got one here, one worker here. You can represent a group of people, okay? So there's a group of people, Zach's one of them. And the boss said, you can work for the usual daily rate, about £50. That's what's based on the national minimum wage of about £6 an hour. So the new workers all went off, you know, come with me, and went and stood over here, come with me, and started to work in the greenhouse. You just stand there for a minute, thank you very much. They were quite chuffed, actually, because they'd realised that now they're going to have their pockets full of money, and they can enjoy it, which is great. Well, about 11 o'clock, the man found some other people walking aimlessly down the road near to his land. And it was harvest time, and he could do with as many workers as he could get, so he decided he'll give them a chance as well. So who's going to be our next group of workers? Represent one person, if you like. One person can be this person to represent the group. We've got one here. Thank you. Now, the boss said to this group of workers, I'll pay you a suitable amount, so you can not have to worry about that. You go and join the others in the greenhouse. Well, the owner found more unemployed people outside his gates when it got to lunchtime. And then again at 3 o'clock. And he decided he'd take them on as workers too. Who's going to be another worker?
Fourth one back.
We've got one here. Thank you. I get the impression you quite slightly the idea of bossing you about. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, just go and stand in there with the greenhouses, that's good. Now, about 5 o'clock, when there was only 1 hour left of the shift for the day, the man looked out of his office window and he found yet more people hanging around. Haven't you got anything better to do? The man asked. No, they replied, because we haven't got any work. And the boss said, you come and work for me then. So we need another person. Yeah, very good.
He's got some missing perks in that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Peter. So you go and work in the greenhouse. Well, it got to the end of the working day, and the boss called his manager in. Who's going to be the manager? Oh, we need one person to be the manager. Come on, then, come with the manager. And the boss said to the manager, he said, you go and get the workers and pay them. Start with the one we've just recruited and work through back to the ones we hired this morning. So who's the, manager, come and get the one who's just done an hour's work and bring him to the boss. Okay, thank you very much. And now what happened was, this guy had just worked for 1 hour and the boss gave him the full day's pay, £50. Now, later, when the others found out what had happened, well, let's say they weren't exactly impressed. You see, they were rather taken aback because they thought that once they'd seen the guy who'd just done an hour's work get the full day's pay, what do you think they thought? They thought they were going to get some more. But when they arrived, so you come and get your pay, they got £50 as well. The manager said to them, the boss said, look, you go and take your pay and enjoy it. Now, they weren't very impressed. All these others who'd worked more of the day than the ones who'd just come in just for 1 hour at the end of the day. And the boss said to them, look, I'm not wronging you. You agreed to work the day for £50, didn't you? Well, that's what I'm going to give you. Take your pay and go and enjoy it. I've chosen to give these last workers the same as you. Am I not free to use my resources in the way that I want to? Or are you jealous because I am generous? In fact, the last will be first and the first will be last. Thank you very much. We'll give them a round of applause. Thanks very much for being good sports. So here's Jesus' story. What on earth are we to make of it? Well, as in many of the stories, it's quite easy to identify who the different people represent. In the story, the boss represents God. After all, God is the one who's in control. God is the one who owns everything ultimately. And the workers are different human beings, but all of them in need of what God has. Now, the workers who worked all day, they felt like it wasn't fair that the ones who only did an hour's work got the same amount as them. Now, it's important to remember that Jesus is not telling the story to give guidance and instruction to trade union negotiators and management about pay in the workplace. No, he's telling us the story in order to teach us something about God and how we can receive some of the good things that God offers to us. So you see, God is fair, but he is more than fair. He's so good and so loving that actually he is extraordinarily generous. Just as the boss gave a full day's pay to those who'd only worked an hour, so God is so generous that he is prepared to offer eternal life to those who don't deserve it. Now, this morning, there's many people here who are used to thinking about God. We come to church, we think about what it means to live in his world, we pray to him and so on. And it's very easy for people like that to react a bit like the workers who worked all day when they heard that the ones who had only done an hour's work were going to get the full day's pay. In Jesus' original words, it says, these people grumbled at the master of the house, saying, these last people only worked for an hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. I wonder if you've ever heard about a person who has damaged other people by the way that they lived, even perhaps been a criminal in some way. And then they realise that they've been ignoring God and hurting other people. Well, such a person then recognises that they are guilty before God and they cry out to God. And they come to understand that Jesus came into the world and died on the cross in place of them for their sins. They come to realise that the punishment that they deserve for their life, ignoring God, has been taken by Jesus instead of them. And they turn back to God and hold out their hands and receive God's gift of forgiveness. Well, when you hear a story like that, how does it make you feel? Do you perhaps have the slightest sense that something's not quite right, not quite fair, not quite just, like the workers in the story? You feel a bit annoyed, We feel that God has somehow not been fair. What if we do react a bit like that? Well, we do very much need to be struck afresh by Jesus' story this morning. Because perhaps we're thinking that God somehow accepts us because we're decent, because we're religious. We can start to think that we deserve God to give us good things. We deserve his attention and his interest. After all, we think we're better than a lot of people we know. Well, such thinking is extremely dangerous, according to Jesus. Jesus has just been teaching earlier in Matthew's gospel that actually there is no human being who deserves God's attention, because in fact we've all turned away from him. No one is good enough for God. All of us have a problem deep within us. Now Derek's got some words of Jesus that he said just a little bit before he told this parable, and Derek's going to read them out for us.
For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. These things come from within and make a person unclean.
See, Jesus is saying that all of us fall short of what we should be. All of us are unclean to God. All of us need God to be very generous to us if we're to have anything to do with him. Well, just after Jesus told the parable, he explains how God can be generous to undeserving people. And Sheena's going to read some words that he said to his friends.
See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day.
Then Jesus explains what that means, and he was going to read us some words of Jesus just a little bit later.
Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
So you see, through Jesus' death, proved right by the fact that God brought him back from the dead and raised him to life, Jesus can ransom people. That is, God can remain just and take wrongdoing seriously and punish it, but Jesus pays the price instead of others. Jesus deals with that which offends God so that then people can be brought to him. God is extraordinarily generous and offers forgiveness, a cleaning up, as we turn back to him. Now, all this means that when we get our heads in some part around the wonderful truth that God is generous, that God is a God of grace, well, then we're delighted when we hear of anyone coming to God for forgiveness through Jesus. And we celebrate and thank God that he forgives us. Because we know that even though perhaps our lives might not have some of the public sins that others might have, we know that we have many private sins that make us completely undeserving. You know, it's also true, isn't it, that there are some of us here perhaps who are thinking, well, you know, I hardly ever give God a thought, if I'm honest. And I know that my life is far from what it should be. I've done this and I've done that, and frankly, I'm glad that no one else here knows anything about it. I know that my heart is unclean before God. God shouldn't really be interested in me. Well, this story of Jesus reminds us that God is interested in all kinds of people. He is interested in you. No, you don't deserve his love, but then neither does the most upstanding person or the most religious person. The reality is everyone needs God to be generous. Everyone needs God to give his love. Everyone needs Jesus to pay for their sins and offer forgiveness and new life. And the good news is that God draws people to himself despite their undeserving. And he draws them. And as he draws them, he enables people to turn back to him, centering their lives on him and no longer just on the values and ideas of the world around us. And as God offers his undeserved love, his grace, those who receive it are never left the same. God is at work in them to make them more like Jesus. So do you see how this story is a good news story? God is calling people to himself even this morning. He makes an offer. Will you turn back to him? Will you rely on what Jesus has done, dying as a ransom for many? Will you receive his offer? Maybe you're struck by what Jesus says and you'd like to find out more. Well, if that's you, I'd be delighted to give to you a DVD that's just been produced called Believable. I've got some copies this morning. And it looks at Jesus' message and how believable it really is. Well, we often hear the cry, it's not fair. Jesus' story shows us that God's generosity goes way beyond human ideas of what is fair. No one receives less from God than they deserve, but some receive far more. What do you make of God's generosity? Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are extraordinarily generous and you offer your love to undeserving people like us. Please help us to have open hearts that we might receive your love. And we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.